The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Hello, Dr. Ray.
Hi, Dr. Ray. How are you?
I'm sure I'm going to get really good advice from you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You're right on track with this. You're right on track.
My idea, my theory, my guidance is a bit of a stretch.
Everybody make a mistake.
Does that comfort you?
No.
Am I close?
No.
You are so wrong.
You're so wonderful.
Why do I have to be the insightful professional?
Someone intelligent on radio. Yay!
Did I make you feel a lot better or what?
No, you made me feel worse.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
Happened that one day they'll say, after they say it is the hometown of Mother, the hometown of Dr. Ray, but that there's no movement on that. I've done my best to try to get it started, but I'm dragging a stone uphill. Delighted to have you with me here on The Doctor Is In. I got to give some thanks for the folks in Grand Rapids and Lansing, Legatus. What a great bunch of people. Thank you very much. And then out in Tulsa with Adam Minahan, Dave, those guys, all of them. Thank you so much, folks in Tulsa. St. Michael, Catholic Radio out there, thank you for inviting me in. Program, Doctor Is In. I've been trying to do this program a lot more like a guy talking on a telephone. You know, just short, choppy sentences. Kind of a Ernest Hemingway type of style. Program, Doctor Is In. Number, 330. No, that's my cell phone. Never mind. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call to get onto the program. It's a call-in program. You are the callers. I am the callee, but there is an intermediate couple of callees between us. One is Eric Dumont. He does the first level of callee. Then Andrew Krucek will jump in if we get overwhelmed by calls. But the only time we get overwhelmed by calls is when people say, oh, no, he's way off, and we got to straighten him up. So, 877-573-7825. I'm a psychologist. That's what I do for a living. I've been doing this for a long, long time. And as a result, you try to learn something. It isn't just People have a mistaken notion that when you come out of school, that you know it. You got this degree, and you got all these smarts that you learned. There's some truth to that. But the great bulk of what you come to understand about humans and the self-education, you know, I've since grad school, of course, I've immersed myself in a lot of psychological stuff. Research, books, everything, since then. So, really, you can't even compare what you knew when you got out of school to what you know at the highlight, if you of a career. As a result, here on the program, a lot of what people call about, I've heard hundreds, if not thousands of times. And people will say, Dr. Ray, you didn't handle that right. And typically they'll say that because they had the situation in their family or their situation in their marriage, and they handled it differently, and it worked out for them. Great. Wonderful. But we deal with baseline rates here, and we'll talk about that in a future show. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL. Is the number to call to get onto the program. Blend. What do I mean by that? What's blend? Well, I like trying to come up with these little words that you could use it in an article or a book or a subtitle. I have wrestled greatly with what I have seen is a massive shift in the way kids talk to their parents compared to the way, I believe, kids talk to their parents two generations ago. It was understood that parents were due respect. It was the way it was. And you didn't talk to your dad with a certain tone of voice, a certain disdainful facial look. I know children who cuss their parents. Now, the interesting thing about that, someone might say, but Dr. Ray, you know, there's a lot more irresponsible parents nowadays. There's a lot more parents that are like adolescents. I'm going to narrow this down. I'm going to compare those stable families of two generations ago with the stable families of now. With a mom and a dad who love their children, who want to raise them well, and still experience an awful lot of disrespect from their kids. Now, where is this coming from? Why would this be? Many explanations. Don't have time for all of them in one show, much less a week's worth. However, I think the concept of blend enters in. What the heck is he talking about? Blend. In the last 20, 30 years, there's been a big movement among the experts that you need to let children express themselves. The idea that children should be seen and not heard was a just Neanderthal throwback. I hate to use the word Neanderthal because a lot of research Neanderthals were not Neanderthals. In other words, they were not some subhuman species kind of thing. No, they were just a class of humans. So the cliche lives on. Throwback is better. Let's just use a moral throwback. This idea that children should just be quiet. They don't really have any opinions. They don't really, they just obey. Was something that the experts, media, folks have essentially said that's a terrible way to raise children. Absolutely constricting and awful. So as a result, the pendulum swung pretty far the other way, which is children need to be able to express themselves. You want to know what's on their mind. Let them tell you. Let's have an open relationship here, which is good. That is good. I'm wholeheartedly agree with that. However, I think in the desire for this kind of expressivity from our children, we have blended that with disrespect. We have allowed a child to express whatever is on her mind or her thinking or her feeling in such a way that it's mean, nasty, disdainful, demeaning. Who else in your life rolls their eyes at you? Who else in your life says, yeah, whatever? Who else in your life says, oh, right? Who does that? So why do we permit it? Have we gotten lazy? Sometimes I'll tease my clients. Would you have talked to your mother that way? Oh, no. Why not? I mean, you were a teenager once. Why wouldn't you? Felt like it, but I didn't do it very often. Why not? I knew. You knew what? Something would happen. What? I don't know. Why don't you know? I never did it. Why didn't you do it? Something would have happened. What? I don't know. Who's on first? I don't know. Third base. There was nothing unspoken a couple, three generations ago that you didn't talk to your mom or dad that way. Well, now something has happened to allow more and more children to talk to their mom and dad that. Many factors, but I think one of them is this idea that you want to know what a child is thinking. You want to know what's on their mind. And the irony is most kids will express what they're thinking and feeling when they're mad. When you have done something to constrict them, you've done something to put a limit, you've done asked them to follow through, you've done something they don't want. That's when they're most likely to express themselves. If a child came up to you and said, you know, Mom, I envy you sometimes. You seem to have these rules that don't make sense to me. I don't see why I have to follow them. And And I got to tell you, sometimes you make me mad. You make me mad when you do this. Now, would you punish a child for talking like that? No, probably not. They are expressing feelings. That's what's on their mind. So I want to tell you. But they're not being nasty about it. It's quite different if they come up and say, "That's really ridiculous, Mom. You and your rules always trying to tell me what I have to do and what I don't have to do. I'm sick of it." Well, that's expressing feelings too, but notice the difference? How often do you hear the first? I dare say that the first one is much less common than the second one. And we accept it, or many do. Or they'll say something like, "Young lady, you will not talk to me like that." But they just did talk to you like that. "Well, I told them they will." But it just happened. "Well, they know better." Well, no, not necessarily. So, the blend. It is one thing to express your feelings and your thoughts about the way your parents are doing things. Fully welcome. It is quite another to express what your feelings and thoughts are about the way your parents are doing things with heavy dollops of nastiness, tone. Well, I really want to share with you that I'm feeling like taking a break right now. So if you'll please, I will be taking a break. And then I was going to tell you I'll be right back, but that's kind of foolish, isn't it? Because where else am I going to go?
Do you have some advice?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
But you're a psychologist.
Dr. Ray has more great advice soon. Don't go anywhere.
Ann Arbor Smiles welcomes Dr. Patrick DiDonato and Dr. Abigail Walker to their team. Patrick is a parishioner of St. Thomas the Apostle in Ann Arbor, and Abigail is a pediatric dentist with openings available without a wait. Learn more about them at AnnArborSmiles.com. The team at Ann Arbor Smiles offers nearly every specialty in two convenient locations, including cosmetic dentistry, braces and Invisalign, and even sleep apnea. Ann Arbor Smiles provides care for the entire family. Visit AnnArborSmiles.com. This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
On the next Christ is the Answer program, Father John Ricardo presents a pair of men's conference talks. What will I hear on that day? And an urgent need, men of the courage to let the light shine. Listen to Christ is the Answer Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday evenings at 6, and Sunday mornings at 11 on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the answer.
Christ is the answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Become a modern parent. A few years ago when I got my first cell phone, that was more than that actually, but the kids were little and they'd be at the playground, and instead of saying, "We're leaving in 10 minutes, I'd say something like, "Okay kids, we're leaving the playground in 22%. I'm Dr. Ray, thank you for joining me here on The Doctor Is In. 877-573-7825, 877-57, the number to call to get onto the program. Question about the stuff of life, kids, family, and jobs, and stress, and intersection of faith with your psychology, your dynamics of your home. Cindy from Bismarck, North Dakota, right in Bismarck right now. February in Bismarck, it's minus 12, minus 15. I don't know. They're gone swimming. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Of course, you have to talk now, Cindy.
Okay. Dr. Ray, I was hoping you could talk about the financial aspects of homeschooling versus private and public schooling.
Well, obviously, that's a pretty straightforward one with public schooling. If you're just talking straight money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Public schooling and homeschooling are probably equivalent. No, actually, homeschooling probably a little more expensive because you're going to be paying for the books. You're going to be paying for the curriculum that you use. So, yeah. Now, compared to private, it's much cheaper. Homeschooling is much cheaper. When we had our first three children, two of them went to private Catholic school initially up to second grade. The third one would have been reduced tuition, and then after that they would all been free. However, it would have been, I don't know how many thousands. Then 7, 8, 9, 10,000 a year. And I know when my most recent son went to Catholic high school, it was 8,000, and that's pretty cheap for Catholic high school. So homeschooling is cheaper. Now, if you compare that to whether mom will work outside the home or not,
mm-hmm. Yep.
It's probably not. Okay, because you're going to lose mom's income, whatever that might be. I know some moms. See, Cindy, there is a rise in hybrid homeschooling right now.
I don't know what that is.
There is a group around the country that has formed a number of these hybrid homeschools. The group is called Regina Chaley Academy. I've done a lot of things for them. They 2 days a week will have in-class instruction through the parents or the certified teaching parents for the kids. The other 2 to 3 days a week is homeschooling in the traditional sense. Mm-hmm. What it does is it gives mom some leverage, some freedom, some flexibility. Say, for example, the kids go Tuesday, Friday to Regina Chaley. They have their own school, okay? Certain amount of hours. I think these kinds of hybrids are going to spring up all over the place because I do think they are the next thing in homeschooling. There's no question about that. And that gives the parent, they can work on those 2 days or maybe a weekend day if she's a nurse or something like that. She can work the weekend shifts. I don't know exactly how they want to do that, but it does give them more options. And they can't establish enough centers around the country. I don't know how many they have now, but they've got a bunch on the waiting list of people that want it.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we did it. My wife stayed home, and part of it was I said, if you get a little intimidated, just stay 1 week in the answer book. That's all. You got the answer book, so you're smarter than they are. And I just have this theory that I'm going to use all homeschooling mothers. If I ever get on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, if that show's still on, I'm going to use my homeschooling mothers as my lifelines because they know everything about everything. The problem is they don't know pop culture, and that's what'll kill you. Well, you're not thinking of homeschooling, are you, Cindy?
No, my kids are beyond that. But a question did pop up over the weekend, and I thought, well, okay, give Dr. Ray a call.
Well, there also are tons of online. I mean, we had a couple of our kids as they got into high school in online schooling in addition. And there's some, Bill Bennett has a program out that emphasizes traditional values and curricula. So there's a lot of, even some of the public schools offer online instruction. So that's there too. So if the parent's saying, I just feel intimidated by all this, then that's an option too.
Right. Okay.
Or you could just watch the reruns of Jeopardy, probably maybe 10 or 12 of those a day. You know, they got 30 years worth. You know? Okay, thanks, Cindy.
All right. All right.
I'll
thanks,
talk to you.
Dr. Ray. Appreciate it. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know the numbers of homeschooling. I do know that the homeschooling movement really got its emphasis from the, by and large, the evangelical Christian parents. They were the big wave of homeschooling. And they still are. They're much larger than the Catholic homeschooling movement. The Catholics have always had their own option in terms of Catholic schools. One of the problems that many Catholic parents will say is that the Catholic schools have become more private than Catholic. And that religion is sort of painted over top of a private school approach. And the Catholic identity has been watered down. So that has, in part, prompted the Catholic homeschooling movement. Another thing that has prompted it is that the peer group is much, much more worldly. And anyone who wants to sustain a child's innocence a little longer, as best they can anyway, will know that you put them in any kind of peer group setting, and the sad thing of it is the kids know an awful lot about stuff and about morals that they really would do well have known at age 8. 877-573-7825 is the number to call to get onto the program. 877-57-EQUAL. I just have to say a couple things before we get back to the phones. I don't really get a chance. I mentioned their names, but I don't get a chance to say it too much. Andrew Krucek is the producer of this program for me. He's been the producer since I started. It's a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN, Global Catholic Radio. Andrew's always been there, except when he's not there. And then Eric Dumont's been the first-line call screamer for 2 years, two and a half, three. I'm always wrong on the year thing. Somebody told me once that when you think somebody or something has been so many years, double it. So Eric says he's been there 2 years. All right, because his little girl is 1 year old, so I'll just add one to his little girl's years. And I also want to thank EWTN. I don't thank them enough. They've been wonderful to me, absolutely wonderful. The folks at EWTN are the kind of folks that behind the screens, they are indeed as personable and as faithful and as easy to get along with as they would appear on the screens. So it's been a great privilege to be able to work for EWTN. The TV show, Living Right with Dr. Ray, will be soon starting its 9th season. Man, oh man, 9 years on air, on TV with EWTN. So, all right, I got time? No, I don't. I would go to Krista and Bismarck, but I've got about, looks like maybe a minute before I hit the hard break. 877-573-7825, 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call to get onto the program. And keeping in mind, if you were on the show in any time in the past, any time whatsoever in the past, and you're calling back, you're first up. But that way, that's the one way that we actually have to surrender the way we do things around here. There's a lot of on the way we select calls. And I always encourage people. I say, you know, a lot of people don't call toward the end of the show because they don't think they're going to get on. That's not necessarily true. You can get on at the end of the show depending upon your situation, your question, how long it's been since we've had anything remotely similar, or, and this is the number one reason that you can get on this program, because it makes me look good.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds don't, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can consider investing in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com. The advisor invests in securities only if they meet the fund's investment and religious requirements, and as such, the return may be lower or higher than if the advisor made decisions based solely on investment considerations. The fund's method of security selection may or may not be successful, and the fund may underperform or outperform the stock market as a whole. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. For prospectus, which includes objectives, risk, fees, charges, expenses, and other information that should be read and considered carefully before investing, call 1-866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Missed the name of the guest on today's Cresta in the Afternoon or his or her book? Log on to AveMariaRadio.net. Click Archive in the upper right corner. Select and search Catholic Connection and explore from there. You can hear past episodes, delve into bios, read related articles, purchase books, and find links to websites, all by clicking on the show notes from each hour. Browse AveMariaRadio.net and bookmark it today. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Holy Spirit Roman Catholic School is a top-performing school in the Diocese of Lansing. This fully accredited school is located in South Brighton. Their mission? To offer a distinctly Catholic formation of children and youth through excellence in education. Since their opening in 2001, their goal is to integrate the teaching and practice of the Catholic faith into their students and families while simultaneously providing a quality academic education. Call 810-900-9050 to schedule a tour or go to holyspiritrcs.org.
Dr. Ray Guarindi here. Thank you so much for joining me on The Doctor's In. Just had a call from Todd that, well, I don't know whether to be hurt or not. Todd said he wondered if I was retiring. And, of course, Eric said, why do you think that? Todd said, because he's thanking everybody. It's like his song. He's gone off the air and he just wants to say thank you. So, it was pointed out to me by Eric and Andrew that does that mean that my displays of gratitude are so few and far between that when I do say thank you, it means I'm out of here? Ooh, I'm going to start saying thank you every half hour now, you know. Krista from Bismarck, North Dakota, she says she wants to tell Cindy there is a Catholic homeschool group in her area, although Cindy made the observation that her children are grown and long past the Catholic homeschool group. Hi, Krista.
Hey there.
You have now...
Maybe she can pass... Go ahead.
Pass it on? Go ahead, Cinda. Krista, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanted to pass along to her. Maybe she could pass it on to whoever asked her the question that we have in Bismarck area, the Catholic schoolhouse, which is one day a week, part of the day. We meet at a Catholic school, actually, and we have separate tutors for the kids, so they have the school experience. They do science and art and have other teachers besides just their moms, and we even eat lunch at the cafeteria at the school and play in the gym afterwards. So that's kind of, it's not like Regina Chaley completely, but it's something along those lines, and it's right here.
And that's happening more. They have that at our parish, too. They have a Catholic school co-op where they, I think it's Monday, they all get together, and the big mob of kids there. I think they have to have heavy security because the kids are tough to control, but no. But I see what you're saying, and that's good. I know Cindy listens regularly, so she will know this as an option for anybody who talks to her because she's a professional herself, so she probably comes across a lot of parents. Well, Krista, thank you, dear. Appreciate the heads up. Alrighty. Bye-bye. Now, before I go to Diane from Michigan, there, of course, is a heavy movement in our culture to simply blur the sexes. in every way. There are to be no biological differences in anything, even though reality says, of course, there are. And these are this is true not just in the physical, but it is true in the mental cognitive areas. We're different. Our brains are wired different. We have different hormonal structures. Everything. It's just a whole lot of innate differences between men and women, and God kind of did it so we complement each other. However, the culture is saying, no, 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 no. There was a song, I think it was, I forget the name of the musical, but anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. That was Annie Oakley, I think, was singing this song to this big, huge cowboy. Forget his name. Big guy. Big actor. So, Diane from Michigan says, okay, Dr. Ray, what is going on? Now, before we put Diane on the air, I just want to say this. Even though we use language here that is euphemistic and delicate, sometimes the topic could be something that a younger child would not want to hear, or you as a parent would not want them to hear. So I'm going to give you 5 seconds to basically shoo your kids away from the radio or turn it down so only you can hear it. Or if you want, turn it off. This isn't anything that is inappropriate, but the topic could be sensitive. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Diane from Michigan, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am fine, dear. So, your question is, go ahead.
Well, I want to know your comments on how ridiculous it's becoming. The latest was some women at a public beach felt it was their right to go topless. And even when they were approached by families saying, you know, please put your top on, they said they had a right because you were discriminating against them. And I want to know your feedback on this whole topic.
As I get older, I am fighting being distressed at the number of stupid notions that now are running our culture, that now pervade our culture. The death of common sense, the death of decency, the death of reason. Understandably, women, topless, would have a certain sexual component to it, whether you like it or not. Okay? One can say, that shouldn't be. That should not be. You just have to accept. You can then deny normal young male curiosity, young male excitement about it. You can deny it, but it's there. It's reality. And so these women who say this, it seems to me a lack of respect, consideration, thoughtfulness for anybody else who might have a traditional perspective on this. Yeah, but you know those indigenous tribes in Africa, they don't do that. They just kind of walk around that way and it's not a problem. Well, that may be those indigenous tribes and that may be their history and that may be how they've come to view it. But in this area. Well, it was all part of our Puritan upbringing. That's what it was. You know, they viewed sexuality as something to be ashamed of, something not to be talked about, something. This is what it is, and we're trying to just free us from all that. Well, there's a whole lot of research that says in trying to free us from the traditional guardrails of sexuality, we've made a mess of things. And this idea that I can go any way I want on the beach. Well, then, here's the question. Using that logic, why don't they just go completely without clothes? Well, come on, right? Now they would say, well, men can't. And then somebody could say, well, why not? It's just a human body. Right?
Right.
All pieces of illogic can be taken to extremes. So this is, I think, it's just a matter of how should I put this in a broader perspective, Diana? We've become a very bratty culture.
Yeah.
I want to do what I want to do, and I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
I have so many autonomous rights that whether it's going to be to you or not, so what? I can do it. And if you don't like it, be quiet. That's, I think, underlying all of this.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call to get onto the program. I'm Dr. Ray Guarini. I appreciate the company.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
The Catholic solution to the healthcare problem is here. Are you fed up with the current healthcare system, paying too much for your healthcare cost? Solidarity HealthShare is a healthcare sharing ministry which provides an ethical way to fund healthcare costs while protecting and practicing our Catholic beliefs. Best yet, Solidarity HealthShare's members are exempt from the fines and penalties in the Affordable Care Act. Visit SolidarityHealthShare.org to join like-minded Catholics in sharing medical expenses. On the next, Cresta in the Afternoon.
When Joseph Ratzinger was elected Pope in 2005, he opened a path of purification for the Church. He still called upon the Western world to return to its Christian roots and to build a new humanism for the 21st century. We're going to look at his vision of the Church with Father Joseph Fessio, who studied under Joseph Ratzinger.
Cresta in the Afternoon from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Each week we go into the Ave Maria CD library. We pull on a talk or two to see what our Lord might have to say to us. Most of these talks are recorded at area gatherings and conferences. Most of the speakers are nationally known. The topics are varied, but they are all centered on the Lord. And they all are worth your listening time. You're back from Mass. It's not yet dinner time. Why not sit back and join us? Be fed on the Lord. Listen this and every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Putting On the Mind of Christ on 990 WDEO in the Metro Detroit area and 1440 WMAX in the Saginaw Valley. Putting On the Mind of Christ is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Joining me here on The Doctor Is In is Dr. Ray Guarini. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call to get onto the program. Well, I've talked often about how the society is leaving traditional morals and values behind rapidly. This is a little letter from an editor of a major family magazine. Major family magazine. Some years back. Well, let me just read it for you. And then I'll tell you what my son said at the time. And he was, I think, let's look at this here. He's about 8. She says, I admit it. There are times when I felt like tyrant mom stomping over to the TV because one of my sons has the remote control in his zap-happy hand and shutting it off in the middle of whatever unacceptable or brain-numbing program they are watching. Okay, the first thing is, she's a tyrant. She's a tyrant for putting limits upon their son's TV. How did that come about? But now keep in mind, now this is a high level profile media person who runs a magazine who has circulation in the millions. And this is a mindset that's coming through. It gets worse. Rude, says her 12-year-old son. Mean, yells her 7-year-old. Going with what I had said in my opening monologue, where children are allowed to basically be disrespectful like this. What did she do? Well, you figure, okay, that's it. TV gone for 3, 4, 5 days. Whatever. No. Here's what she said. I feel bad when I act so forcefully. Huh? First of all, she went over and she took the remote from a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old who were just watching anything. She shouldn't have had in the first place. But when she took it, it was forceful. You see what I mean? This is just taps totally into why parents have become so insecure about their parenting. She's reflecting. This is a very educated woman. She is reflecting this elite mindset. She says, but there are times when a mother has to take a stand. No, I think there are more than times when a mother and mothers have to take a stand. You're dealing with a 7 and a 12-year-old here. Here was her stand. She asked them to calculate how much TV they were watching. On the day in question, they had already watched 8 hours. Eight. She totaled the week. 42 hours. Do the math. 7 days into 42. You remember your division tables? That's 6 hours a day. Her approach? She said, I offered him a bribe. They could add to their allowance by not watching TV. Together, okay, there it is. We could all just compromise on this, okay? Together, because the kids have the same vote as mom. Together, we decided, together now, the 7-year-old and the 12-year-old. Mom negotiating how much TV they can watch. They said, well, we want this much. And she says, no, I don't think that much. Let's come up with a compromise. The compromise should be what the parent believes is good for the child's welfare. No more than 20 hours a week. Oh, that's still 3 hours a day. All right. Okay. Everybody had 40 personal coupons. Each could be used for a half an hour of TV or 25 cents. In other words, okay.
How do you make your love's heart beat faster during Valentine's month? Buy a new car or truck while the deals are sweet. Hi, I'm Dan Hall from Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And during Ram Truck Month, you can lease a new 2019 Ram 4x4 Bighorn for only $239 per month. Ram was just awarded the Motor Trend Truck of the Year for the second time. Come in and see 70 that we have in stock only at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or visit us online at PinckneyChrysler.com.
Don't miss Dr. Janet Smith as the keynote speaker on the sex abuse crisis and the future of the Catholic Church. Additional perspectives will be from Catholic educators, medical professionals, and students. Ave's own Al Cresta will moderate the discussion Saturday, March 2nd from 9 to noon at the Michigan League on the campus of the University of Michigan. Register at fgrhs.org/lecture series. That's fgrhs.org/lecture series. Brought to you in part by Father Gabriel Richard and Ave Maria Radio.
I was chatting with a colleague who's also a friend married to a relative, and we're venting a bit about how hard it is to please people all the time. We both have had bosses, and I have clients. We have friends and family, and sometimes what you do doesn't always seem good enough or even appreciated. After a few minutes of sharing examples of this frustration, she looked at me and said, "You have to live by my motto. Do your best and give Jesus the rest." Then, of course, became my communications evangelist post and quote of the day on Facebook. We all have heard the saying, God helps those who help themselves. Well, that's not exactly from Scripture, but this is. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. We're all called to try and do our best and to rely on God, because you will also read in Scripture that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This has been a Christ-Centered Communication Message. I'm Vanessa Denhagarmo, a communications evangelist.
Dr. Ray Guarendi back. Had to take care of that, so Andrew took care of it. Where was I? All right. So this high-profile publisher of a major family magazine realized that her kids were watching upwards of 40 hours a week. And she said she felt terrible going in there and taking the remote. So she decided we're going to work on a compromise. A win-win! She said, I'm going to pay them. I'm going to pay them for not watching TV. They had coupons. 40 coupons. She was allowing them 20 hours a week. However, wait a minute now. Anything that was judged educational didn't count in the 20 hours. So the 20 hours was just basically whatever they chose on TV. Dumb. So, the system was, I'll give you a quarter for every half an hour of your coupons that you don't use. And you could use, if you don't watch any TV at all, you could gain, let's see, 20 times 40, that's $5. All right. Now, she says, even with our system, they dropped out after a while. Exactly. This is what happens when you develop these kind of token systems. They work for a while, but they're not long-term. For one specific reason, fatigue, either on the part of the parent or the part of the child. The kids get bored with it, and the parents fatigue. We're not accountants. It may be something to get started, maybe to put some structure into your expectations and your consequences, but as anything long-term, forget it. I've seen very few people follow through with any of these kind of things long-term. So, she says, we still have some squabbles over what's all right to watch. However, they realized they were becoming vidiots. She said this, her word, not mine. And therefore, we're going to implement the system again. Now, my son at the time was about 8 or 9. And I had pulled this out, and I had it sitting on the table for use. He picked it up, and he read it. And he said, after throwing it down, he said, why didn't she just tell him no more TV? I said, Andrew, this is why you don't run a high-profile family magazine. Who would have thought of that? Oh my, I don't know what to say about this stuff. I think the cumulative effect of this stuff does a number on parents. You look at this, now keep in mind this is a family magazine. I'm sure with more than a million readers. And the readers tend to be heavily female, probably moms with kids. Well, that's redundant, isn't it? Well, moms with kids at home. They read this and think, oh, okay, well, that's kind of a nice idea. I never thought about that. That's a good technique. There are so many places where mom indicated a lack of parental confidence. This is obviously a very bright woman. She had two kids snotting off with her when she attempted to stop watching TV. So, and I don't know, maybe she did do something about it, I don't know, but she made it sound like she didn't, and then she sat down and she negotiated with them, which is what experts tell you to do now. Your kid wants a 2 a.m. curfew, and you don't think 2 a.m. is wise, and you want midnight, well, the experts will say, well, what about a compromise? How about 1 a.m.? Wait a minute, you know, if I was a kid and I wanted certain things, certain freedoms and privileges and perks, and I knew that my parents were being guided by the compromise notion, well, shoot, I'd start out with a 4 a.m. curfew because I really want a 2 a.m. And they want a midnight. I'll say, I'll meet you in the middle, 2 a.m. That's fair. I really think I should be able to stay out till 4. Heck, negotiating allowances. I'd like $100 a week. No, Raymond, you're getting 5. We're way off. All right, I'll tell you what, I'll come your way. $20 a week. A win-win. See, if you do that as a parent, you're basically saying, this is not my decision as a parent for your well-being. This is your decision. I'll take it into account, and I'll move my decision depending upon what you think is wise. Now, there are cases where the kids make sense. Okay, I got that. But in the most day-to-day operating of family privileges, it falls with the parents' judgment. But this is a classic example. Classic. Because it was held out as a smart, sophisticated response. It was held out as an open-minded parental negotiation. You guys watched 42 hours of television last week. Too much, in my humble mother opinion. So let's see if we can cut that back. What would you agree upon? So they agreed upon 20 hours of television a week. Now, obviously, if mom were in my office, I'd say, would you as a mother want your kid to watch 20 hours of television a week? No, I'd rather they wouldn't. So why did you agree to 20? Obviously, it was because the kids said, I want more. So they pulled mom's hourly rate up. But then she said, I'm going to pay you if you watch less than 20. You can earn money. And then I would say, well, then, if you really want them to watch less TV, give them $5 for every half an hour that they don't watch. I mean, let's follow this out logically. What is your motive? What is your goal? Well, I want them to watch less TV. Okay. Well, if you're going to pay them for watching less TV, you're only giving them a quarter per half an hour. That's not a whole lot. Most kids won't be moved by a quarter. You got to give them a lot more. Minimum bucks a half an hour. Minimum wage. $8.25 or $8.35, whatever it is now. The final word was from my 8-year-old son. Why doesn't she just tell him not so much TV? And I said to him, I said, Andrew, I said, that kind of common sense is something that is not in parenting that all that much anymore. And he said, well, Dad, you'd just tell us not to watch TV. I go, yeah, I would. And when Andrew was younger, TV wasn't quite the sewage it is now. It was getting there. There's no question about it. The afternoon TV shows were awful. And there was an awful lot of stuff creeping its way into TV then. But now, oh my. Anybody who has cable TV and doesn't have parental controls on it is not thinking at all. So, well, it's kind of quiet today on the phones. We don't normally have a day like this. I think it was just the day after the holiday. The number to call is 877-573-7825. Now, I just gave that out, but there's no way I can go there because we don't have enough time left to take another call. So I'll just do a couple of announcements here. Good Lord permitting. Heading out to San Antonio next week on Friday. Regina Chaley, their fundraising dinner in San Antonio. Hopefully to connect with Rich Reyna. And there is a big men's conference on Saturday in San Antonio. Father Larry Rich is going to be speaking there. I'll go there. I'll correct his grammar. He'll be my lead-in act, maybe. And then Thursday, be speaking at West Palm Beach, the Legatus Group there. As I said, TV show, Living Right with Dr. Ray, will be soon beginning its eighth season. So that'll be kind of neat. We got pretty much all of those edited in the can, so to speak. But you can watch them in your front room if you want. Facebook page, welcome to join me there every once. I put a video up or a commentary, and my lovely Facebook manager, Katie, She's always looking for things to put up. So I enjoy the company. Thank you for joining me here. Thanks, Andrew Krucek and Eric Dumont and all of you here on The Doctor's Inn. Walk with God. Hold your kids tightly by the hand. If you don't have any kids, hold your spouse by the hand. And if you're single, grab your own hand in prayer. Up to God.
For information on Dr. Ray's presentations, books, and CDs, visit DRA.com and follow him on Facebook.
The Doctor's Inn is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.